Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, July 2nd. Coming up in today's episode, at least 80 people die in a satsang in Hathras. PM Modi attacks opposition for poor governance before 2014. Rahul Gandhi writes to Lok Sabha Speaker over biased behaviour. Akhilesh Yadav uses Shairi to attack centre over Lok Sabha results and paper leaks. Assam flood updates and Joe Biden's strong objection to Supreme Court's immunity ruling on Donald Trump. First up, at least 80 people, including women and three children, were killed after a stampede broke out at a religious event in Uttar Pradesh's Hathras today, officials have said. However, sources suggest the number could be in the hundreds as the rescue is still going on. The stampede occurred during a satsang or prayer meeting. Visuals from the community health centre showed several bodies being brought up there in buses and tempos in the presence of crying relatives. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has taken a note of the incident and announced a compensation of Rs 2 lakh for the deceased and 50,000 for the injured. The Chief Medical Officer of ETA, Dr. Umesh Kumar Tripathi, said, and I quote, "We have received 27 bodies, of which 25 are female and 2 are male. Some injured have also been taken to other hospitals. We have heard that there was a stampede during a satsang," unquote. The victims include 3 children. Expressing his condolences to the families of those who have been killed, the chief minister said a committee has to be set up to investigate the incident. The panel will be headed by the Additional Director General of Police Agra and the Aligarh Commissioner. And next, PM Modi's speech in Lok Sabha today began with loud slogans and ruckus from the opposition. After thanking the President and Speaker, the Prime Minister said he understands the pain of these people that they lost for a third time despite their flood of lies. The Speaker then came down heavily against the opposition for not honouring the decorum of the House. However, the opposition got louder with their slogans, heckling the Prime Minister to speak on Manipur with slogans such as, "We want justice for Manipur" and "Go to Manipur." But the Prime Minister had to speak over these jeers that continued through the entirety of his speech. Quote, "We don't do appeasement politics. We want to reach saturation," unquote. And added that his was the first time Indians truly saw the meaning of secularism. Continuing his attack on the opposition, he said that before 2014, the country's biggest loss was the common citizen's confidence. Every common person was depressed about the state of the country. Quote, "There was one corruption case after another, but they remained shameless. There was a policy paralysis, there was Bhai Bhatijawad," unquote. He added, and I quote, "My government had countless successes in the last decade, but the most important one was rescuing the country from depression and sadness and giving them hope," unquote. He also raked up issues like the abrogation of Article 370, development projects and Viksit Bharat in the parliament. He added that Congress is a parasitic entity who ate up the votes of its allies in the Lok Sabha elections. Without naming, he mocked leader of the opposition as being childish and ridiculed the moral victory of Congress in the Lok Sabha results. He then accused the allies of Congress of comparing Hindus with dengue, malaria, and accused the Congress of spreading lies about the army. Of their alleged moral victory in this year's Lok Sabha, he took a scene out of the movie Sholay and said, just like in Sholay, they go and say, "Mausi, teesri baar haare to kya? Moral victory to hui hai na." He continued with his attacks on the opposition by claiming they were like Adamkhor janwar who had tasted the blood of lies. Now coming to the opposition, after a sizable portion of his remarks were expunged from the parliament, leader of the opposition Rahul Gandhi has written to Speaker Om Birla alleging biased behaviour. The row began when Mr. Gandhi launched a series of attacks at the centre during his motion of thanks to the president's address. Mr. Gandhi's remark on religion, allegations against BJP's ideology and many other portions were then expunged by the Speaker. Prime Minister Modi took a note of such behaviour in the parliament in past and said today that bashing Hinduism has become a fashion trend for many. In a letter accessed by NDTV, Mr. Gandhi wrote Anurag Thakur's speech yesterday was full of allegations and was not opposed. Quote, "With due respect to your good self, this selective expunction defies logic," unquote. He also alleged that the way his speech was expunged defied the basic tenets of parliamentary democracy and requested to restore his speech. While yesterday's Lok Sabha was dominated by Rahul Gandhi's speech and row after it, today was all about his ally Akhilesh Yadav, the duo who was nicknamed UP ke ladke after the results of Lok Sabha 2024. The Samajwadi chief was softer in his allegations by using shayari to highlight all the issues he wanted to raise in the parliament. In a speech laced with sarcasm and peppered with poetry, Mr. Yadav raised a bevy of issues ranging from infrastructure faults, exam-related corruption, mandir, and even a swipe at Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh. In a poetic jibe at the NDA government because BJP fell short of absolute majority and had to rely on allies, he said, "Upar se juda koi tar nahi, niche koi aadhar nahi. Aadhar mein jo hai atki hai, wo to koi sarkar nahi." The lines mean that there is no foundation on which this government stands. Taking a swipe at Yogi Adityanath, he recited a shayari that meant one person who organized the Ram Mandir event got no attention. Huzoor Ala khamosh baithe isi gham mein, mehfil lut gaya koi jab sajai thi humne. This is a portion of his shayari. Hoi wahi jo Ram rachi rakha, ye hai uska faisla. Jiski laathi mein nahi hoti awaaz, jo karte hain kisi ko laane ka daawa, wo khud hai kisi ke sahare ke laachar. Ayodhya se laaye hain hum unke prem ka paigam. And next, Assam floods are only turning more serious with over 6.4 lakh people affected in 19 districts, an official bulletin said on Monday. At least 8 rivers are flowing above the danger mark, with the Brahmaputra breaching its highest flood level at Nemati Ghat in Jorhat district, it said. As the Brahmaputra and other major rivers swelled beyond danger levels, Assam's infrastructure and communities faced significant damage. Armed forces have joined rescue operations for those affected by the flood. 13 fishermen were stranded on a riverine island in Dibrugarh district for 4 days. Responding swiftly, the Indian Air Force, upon request from the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, deployed helicopters from its Mohanbari base to execute a challenging airlift. While in another challenge, the Air Force rescued 8 Disaster Response Force personnel and a revenue official stranded on sandbar in Jonai in Dhemaji district. The situation is dire in Dibrugarh. A major crack has developed in the bridge on National Highway 37 over the Buridihing River near Khuang. One end seems to be sinking towards Dibrugarh from the Shivasagar site, raising fears of potential collapse. In the Kaziranga National Park, 95 out of 233 forest camps have been submerged, prompting the Golghat District Administration to enforce speed restrictions on the National Highway 37 and New National Highway 715 to protect wildlife from vehicular traffic. NDTV's Ratnadeep Chaudhary reported animals were seen fleeing to higher grounds in an attempt to save themselves. While people can be seen fleeing to safety in the dramatic visuals of breach in embankment of Kolong River. This is the same embankment which was breached in 2017's massive floods as well. And lastly, the US Supreme Court ruled on Monday that all presidents, including former president and current presidential runner Donald Trump, enjoy absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts taken while in office, but can still face criminal penalties for unofficial acts. A lower court had earlier rejected Trump's claim of immunity from punishment, as he was a president before. But the Supreme Court has now decided former presidents are immune, meaning they cannot receive punishment for official acts during their presidential term. The ruling may have pleased the conservative fan base of Trump, but current President Joe Biden thinks it's very dangerous. While Trump hailed the judgment as a big win for democracy on his social media platform Truth, the current US president said the judgment undermined the rule of law and was a terrible disservice to Americans. Quote, "For all practical purposes, today's decision certainly means there are no limits to what a president can do. This is a fundamentally new principle and it's a dangerous precedent," unquote, Biden said in a speech at the White House. Trump is facing criminal charges over his attempt to overturn his 2020 election loss to Biden. But that trial has been put on hold while the Supreme Court considered his immunity claims. The 6-3 ruling on Monday, split along ideological lines, is set to further delay proceedings in that case, almost certainly to some time after voters head to polls in November. The judgment will also delay the criminal case against Trump for allegedly trying to subvert the 2020 election result that gave victory to Mr. Biden. The 78-year-old former president is also charged with conspiracy to deny Americans the right to vote and have their votes counted. Biden said in his televised speech, and I quote, "The man who sent that mob to the U.S. Capitol is facing potential criminal conviction for what happened that day. The American people deserve to have an answer in the courts before the upcoming election," unquote. However, as unofficial acts in private capacity are not covered in this, a lower court judge will now have to decide which aspects of the president's behavior are relevant to the criminal prosecution, where he is accused of trying to overthrow the result of 2020 election. Notably, Trump is also the first convicted felon to ever run for president. But that is in a different case related to misuse of official funds to pay hush money to an adult film star. But none of it seems to faze his conservative voter base. As of June 29, after the June 27 debate between Trump and Biden, only 42% of the voters were concerned about his criminal charges, while over 53% people were more concerned with Biden's age and mental faculties than Trump being a felon. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.